Well, hey there, and you can tell by the sound of the music, you found another Radio Fishin', and this is Fishin' Frank, and we've got a special guest, David, here, and he's one of the guys who sells me stuff. Yeah, cool stuff like star rods and rattle traps, and he works for the factories, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of his products and how they go down here in South Florida. And this is David. Morning, David.
Hey, good morning.
I guess it's afternoon.
Yeah,
I think.
Afternoon.
I know there's not a clock here where oh, there it is. Yeah, it definitely afternoon. Oh, boy. I think this is my fifth or sixth Radio Fishin' today. We've just been having one of those days where a lot of people stopping in. So let's talk a minute about star rods. They've been around for like 50 years or something, haven't they?
Yeah, at least 50. I think going on 60 now.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And Barry, he's going to be, we do this big tent sale in March. We have this big thing where the factories come down and give great pricing. You're going to be here this year with Star Rods again, right?
Right, yeah. Barry will be here with me.
Yeah, and you guys are going to like Barry. Barry is one of the nicest guys you've ever run into. He is the, you know, the head of Star Rods, and he's been there for almost 40 years.
I mean, yeah, you know what? And he loves it so much over here, he's just bought a place here. He's moving to Punta Gorda.
That's what I hear. I'm actually looking forward to that because Barry's one of those guys I really enjoy talking to. He's just a lot of fun. So we're looking forward to having Barry here in Punta Gorda. Your Seagis rod. Now, the Stellar Light's a phenomenal rod. That's been one of the staples of our business for quite a while. But, excuse me, the Seagis rod is going crazy. I mean, it's a little more expensive, but it doesn't weigh anything.
No, the modulus of that graphite is so much higher that you just get a really nice crisp feel. So you have a sensitive blank with a real crisp tip. So you have the fast taper, and then it's got the K-guides, which is Fuji's answer to braid, you know, with the fouling problems that you have with braid getting around the guides.
Right.
The K-guide answers all that. They did a lot of testing. They figured this thing out that people were wrapping the braid around the guide as they jigged it. This eliminates it because of the angle of that guide.
Ah, that's what the K-guide is. I knew it had K-guides, and I knew it was anti-fouling, but I wasn't sure exactly why. I shouldn't admit that, should I? I'm supposed to be Fishin' Frank, and I'm supposed to, you know, intuitively know all this stuff, but
it's there, Frank. You just have to access it, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Accessing, that's always the tricky point. But the Seagis has just gone, I mean, absolutely off the hook. The sales on that rod are unbelievable. And now I will tell you the way I differentiate between the Stellar Light and the Seagis, because the Seagis is considerably more money, like $50-$60 more. But if you're going to throw lures all day, treat yourself to the most amazing experience, throw the Seagis. But now if I was going to throw bait, I don't think I need that extra money. I don't think I need to spend that extra money. I think I'd be just as happy, if not more happy, with a Stellar Light, which is less money, more the middle range, and it's still light, it's still comfortable, it's got great response, great action, but I like it as a bait rod. And, you know, you can throw lures with it without a doubt, but if I was going mostly bait and a little bit of lures, I would spend that little less money and get the Stellar Light. But if I was throwing mostly lures and maybe a little bit of bait, I would spend the extra money for the Seagis. Why hold up that extra weight all day?
Right, yeah. And you have probably a little bit more durability in the Stellar Light just because you don't have quite as modulus of graphite in it. So if you're going to be bait fishing, it makes more sense to go with something that's got a little bit more e-glass in it versus the Seagis, which has got very expensive Japanese graphite, but it comes with a cost of not only the price, but also the fact that it's more brittle and it's going to be more likely to get broken if you put it in the wrong environment, not necessarily from fishing, but from slapping it around.
And it's just like if somebody's fishing from the pier, first thing about pier fishing, lean it up against the rail, get the aerial. The aerial is one of the least expensive, but the best pier rod of the bunch if you're going to throw bait and stuff on the pier, because you're always setting it down. And it's going to fall and it's going to bang. And it's almost impossible to break an aerial. Now, the Stellar Light's exceptionally tough, a little bit nicer, but you really want to bang around a $100 rod. And the Seagis, now I'd pier fish with it if I was sitting there just doing nothing but throwing lures. But if I'm going to throw bait, I actually don't want to spend that money. I want to get that aerial rod that's in that $60, $70 price range that's going to be tougher than the bag the rocks come in. I mean, it's a good, strong rod. And it's kind of weird but recommending these things, but to be terribly honest, spending less money on a pier rod, you're better off.
You are, yeah.
You're not going to You're not going to have the breakage. You're not going to have the problems. It's kind of like the difference between your favorite coffee mug and a stemmed crystal lead wine glass. I mean, that wine glass is, I mean, you just hold it in your hand. I've got a brandy snifter, you know, and I use it to drink moonshine out of it. Tells you how good I am. But I put that out there and it just feels so good in my hand. But I have to be very careful even setting it down. I mean, it's lead crystal. And it explains a lot about my brain. I drink out of lead crystal.
But the graphite rods are like a piece of glass. You know, if you score it, it's going to break. You don't break glass just by, you don't get an even break on glass unless there's a score there. The graphite rod's the same way. If you put it in a place where it's going to get a score against it from leaning up against something, the higher the modulus, the easier it is to break it.
And so anyway, star rods, we love them. We sell a bunch of them. I don't know how many hundreds of star rods a year we sell, but I think we're like number two in the nation right now, aren't we?
Frank, you're number one now.
I'm the number one star dealer in the United States.
That is correct.
Cool. I always like it to be number one. I don't always have to be, but I do like it when I am. And so thank you. That's great news. Fish and Frank's now the number one star dealer in the United States. And speaking of another one that we're really building the business back with is Rattle Trap. And we're going to switch over to Lure. I like Rattle Traps. I like the company. I like the people. I like the owners. I like everything about it. I got to tell you. And it's a great lure that's been catching fish since the day they came out.
I'm not sure, but it may be the only hard bait that's still made in America.
No, Maverick.
Maverick, right.
I'm sorry, but my buddy's from Maverick. That's another family I'm very, I shouldn't say personally attached to, but you can't not be to them.
Right.
And it's just like when the more I meet the people from Rattle Trap, the more personally connected I feel to them. And it's great when you can have good people that make a great product. And it's made right there in Louisiana, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we're trying to get them. They're still not sure if they can make it, I know, but they're going to try and come to the tent sale. And they're working on a new Flats Twitch bait, and I'm very excited about it. And I've got a couple of prototypes, and I've got to go with them. I think the fall rate on their prototype's a little bit too quick yet, but, I mean, it's within a breath of, I think, MiraLure better watch out. When this Rattle Trap Flats Twitch bait comes out, this thing has a great performance and a little different action than the 17 and the, Sebille. The Sebille and the MiraLure 17 are the hot twitch baits. And this thing, because it pulls a little differently, I think if they can get that fall rate to slow down just a touch, I think there's going to be a lot of competition going on. And it's a new one from Rattle Trap. But going out, I mean, Rattle Traps have been selling good for forever, haven't they?
Yeah. 50 years.
50 years. Wow.
This is their 50th anniversary.
They've been in business longer than me. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Same family. Owned by the same family. Bill Lewis's daughter still owns it.
That's cool. Yeah. I really didn't know it was his daughter. I didn't know if it was a son or a daughter or grandson or whoever. But and the more people I meet from there, the better I like them. And that shouldn't have anything to do with it, but it really does. You know, I mean, why you want to deal with a jerk? I don't know why people deal with me. You know, it just, what do you say? But tell me about Rattle Traps. Out here in the harbor, around the bridges and the bumpers and all that, we're throwing a lot of Rattle Traps now. I mean, the snook, the trout, everything's just beating them to death. And it's great because of the slinking factor, the loud noise. What's your favorite?
Well, one thing they're doing now, they've created this Supernova series where they're putting the inserts on the inside so you don't have the chrome on the outside that gets scratched up. Chrome is still the number one seller, but these Supernovas, I think, will eventually catch up with that because you've got the bait protected so you can put the insert on the inside and you don't have to worry about the scratching that you get from a chromed bait. But one of the things that people want, they want colors, you know, they want chartreuse, they want pink, they want some really vibrant colors. So they came out with this Supernova series, which is, the Supernova means exploding star. And these just have that kind of action or that kind of color in the water. They have a super exploding color, which is, you know, is attracting to the fish. And it still retails for $5.99. Or actually, at Fish and Frank's, $4.49.
Yeah, I know. I'm a cheap date. I can't help it. You know, I'm not one you got to worry about taking a high-end restaurant. You know, burger joint's good, you know. So what we're doing, we do a lot with rattle traps nowadays. You can get a floating rattle trap that you can twitch across in very shallow water. They actually float, and when you pull them, they'll dive under, and you can get them under, let them float back towards the surface, pull them under, let them float towards the surface. It gives you a more unique aspect to the lure. The standard rattle trap, throw it out, reel it in the Gulf of Mexico, the half three-quarter ounce, great for trolling for anything from a Spanish mackerel to king mackerel. I mean, you wouldn't think of a lure that we typically think of as bass is snook, redfish, king mackerel, Spanish mackerel. So many different things you can do with it. But any other thing we got, just about another minute and a half here. Anything else you want to talk about today?
Oh, you know, just that, in speaking of rattle trap, you know, we have the heavier series, the 3.5 ounce. That's been the standard. Once you get farther south where the water's a little bit shallower, that's been a really popular bait for trolling for grouper. Don't want to forget that one.
Really? Yeah. Now, I haven't tried it yet. We're going to have to go out here in the harbor and try that one in the holes. And then right now, just off into the Gulf, 30 feet of water, 30 to 40 feet of water, you can catch kings, grouper, cobia. You got all these fish trolling and using those stretch 30s. So this new big rattle trap, and I've got them on the wall, I think. So, I think dropping one of those down next to it might be a really great option. Don't know why I never considered it, but that's a great point.
But it covers a lot of bases, like you said. It'll do grouper, kingfish, a lot of different things with one bait. And it's got, you know, harnesses that run all the way through it, so you don't have to worry about hooks pulling out. They're using a real heavy 4X Mustad hook, and it's harnessed to the eye.
Well, that's cool. It's, you know, it's bad enough having your lure break, but it's even worse when it breaks and you lose the fish. So if, you know, on the rare chance you would have a lure break, you're not going to lose that fish. And that's pretty cool. But if you'd like to meet David, he'll be here. He's been here at the last several tent sales. He'll be here March 15th at our tent sale, and he'll be doing the star rods and a couple other things. But you'll have to come down and say hi to him. He's a great guy to talk to, and he's very, very knowledgeable about his products. And I believe he's going to be giving a great deal on those star rods at the tent sale. I mean, I think last year, I think he topped over 150 star rods at our tent sale. So you got to be wheeling and dealing to do that.
Yeah, it was the biggest day I've ever had at a tent sale with selling star. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I have no doubt that we'll do at least that good, if not better, again this year.
Well, David, it's been a real pleasure. And this is Fish and Frank and Radio Fishing, and just kind of talking products with David. And we'll see you guys on the next Radio Fishing.